This is Lydia.
Okay, we're at time, Lydia. Hold on.
And we're 20, that was 20 minutes. That was not
okay.
10 minutes. 20
oh,
minutes
thank you.
Off and twice
okay.
And nobody responded.
Thanks, Lona. So we're over time. We've spent a really long time on this. I would like to propose that we extend just for 3 minutes so that we can pass some version of this simple motion to have a group and then see which other topics we want to tackle tonight, you know, as far as other aspects of e-voting. So is there any objection to a three-minute extension just to talk about the working group itself, not the other things that have been brought up since? Okay, hearing none, then 3 minutes for that. So, Margie, do you have my latest wording there?
Hold on 1 second. So my problem is that I use Earthlink, which sometimes goes very slowly. I don't have it.
Margie, Bob, I have it more or less.
Okay, thanks. Benito. Go ahead, Benito.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Benito,
so
please.
Move that the Elections Committee discontinue separate e-voting work group and instead constitute cost-cutting work group that would include the ways e-voting can cut costs.
Right. That would include consideration of the ways...
That would include
e-voting.
Advocacy is one word that says everything that you just said. I'm sorry, I'm an English major, and I always look for words to save words. It says exactly the same thing, guys.
Okay.
It was a good discussion, but it says exactly the same thing. Whether it's feasible, whether it's viable, is it going to give us what we want? That's
okay. So I think we should just have a vote on the two alternative proposals. So
I withdraw it. I withdraw it.
Okay, thank you. All right, so is there any objection to the wording that you just heard, or does anyone need to hear it one more time from that Benito said? Okay, hearing none, then that motion is adopted. And now before I call on Lydia and then Carolyn, let me ask who is going to serve on this new working group? Don't all jump at once. Folks, this is some of the bread and butter of getting our work done as a committee to really save Pacifica money.
So
I know it's not fun work, but it would be really good if people could.
This is Lona. May I volunteer the person who said she's already done some work on this issue?
You can try.
Mark Hernandez has gone. You know, he's done by far the most amount of work in this that I've seen
right.
anybody do.
Yeah, and it sounded from last meeting that he would be interested in being on this group, too. But aside from people who are not here, what about the people who are here? What about the people who were on the previous working group? Adriana?
Yes, but we need to communicate to each other. If not, it's like, you know, we are not doing anything since the last meeting of the AEC. I didn't receive any communication. Michael, you received some, but I didn't. The only thing that I can see is what is in the packet, Lisa. That's it.
Okay, so we'll ask that the people on this working group really are very diligent about communicating with each other, scheduling a meeting, and moving forward. So we have, presumably, Mark will stay on it, Adriana, and who else was on it? Was Hank on it before?
I was on it and asked to be relieved.
Right. No, I know Michael was, but what about Hank?
No, I wasn't on it. I wouldn't mind working on it. Let's go ahead and
terrific.
Put me on.
Okay. Thank you, Hank. That's
Thank
great.
You.
Anyone else?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Can you send out to the full list the members that are on the working group so that we can send them ideas or whatever, even if we can't make the meetings?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I mean, I would ask that the working group members keep the whole committee apprised of its progress. I'm not talking about, like, you know, back and forth about should we meet on this night or that night. That can be done privately. But anything substantive, you know, like let's consider it our next agenda, this topic, that topic, and that topic, post that to the whole committee. And then invite, you know, remind us, as Lydia just said, that anyone can weigh in electronically, you know, by email.
I just mean the committee list, if you could just send that out. Thank you.
Oh, just the names of the people who volunteered?
The working group.
Yes, please.
Okay. That's it.
Thanks. All right.
Okay, and this is Hank. Can we get the newer members of it? Can we get a kind of a synopsis of what's gone before with the working group?
I think Mark might be the best one to do that. Mark, who's not here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can write him off list and just ask for that.
Okay. If not, I'm going to ask Adriana.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So, and which of
you? Michael.
What's that, Michael? Go ahead.
I was going to stack very quickly. I think the point that TND.
I'm sorry. What was the last thing?
The point that the
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Michael, go ahead.
The reason the PMB thinks they're going to save money on e-voting is that the policy they adopted says, this is a quote from Richard Duzell from the motion, in order to achieve maximum cost efficiency and increase participation, the PMB shall set as official policy in annual elections the use of verifiable, secure electronic balloting, with the option of any member to being able to opt out in lieu of e-balloting to vote by paper mail. So they're saying that the default mechanism will be e-voting unless you specifically ask for a ballot. That's, you know, inevitably that's going to reduce the number of people who get paper ballots to a very small number. So just be aware of what they're talking about. That's what they're talking about.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that clarification. All right. So we have Hank, Adriana, and presumably Mark. So just so there's no misunderstanding, which of the two of you, Hank or Adriana, will convene the first meeting?
Hank.
Go, Adriana.
Okay,
Adriana, thank you very much. So just, you know, conduct a poll or whatever method to get the date that works for the three of you and then let us all know. Okay.
Perfect. One more question.
Yes.
I sent that in an email to the group. I found.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yes. I found a wonderful file from the election 2009 and 2010 from Caroline with a really good detail of 2 years' elections. And I asked before, we have only the big numbers for the 2011 election. No, I'm sorry, 2012. Can we have the same kind of detail? Because the one that finance gave us is just a big number. That's the one that I found from Caroline. It's really interesting because you can see where you can work in diminishing cost. But we need that. And I'm sure that it's there because it's part of the, you know, it was part of the budget already, consolidated budget of 2012.
So let me make sure I'm clear. You're asking for a much more detailed budget of last year's election? Is that what you're asking for?
Yes.
Okay. Michael, is that something? I guess Michael is the only member of this committee who's also on the finance committee, or is someone else also on it? All right.
National Finance Committee, you have to be a treasurer to be in that.
So, Michael, can you put in that request, or have you already?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I requested what I did. I got the response I got from Tracy, and I forwarded that.
Right, but I'm asking about what Adriana said, which is a breakdown. Yeah. You know, how much was actually spent on, you know, the balloting, how much was spent on the NESs, the LESs, et cetera, et cetera.
This is Margie. I'm afraid I don't know that information is available because of the problems, the record-keeping problems in the national office.
I thought those were about to be resolved so that the auditor could do their work.
Well, one hopes. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Michael. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find. You know, I have the same feeling that Margie does. You know. But.
Okay. Well, see what you can do. And just to be clear, we're talking about actual spending, not budgeted amount.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Carolyn on the circus.
Yes.
I mean, they're supposed to come up with, you know, consolidated financial and the audit for the previous year, that, so that should have some of it.
Right.
Right. But that's, isn't that the year ending ending September 30, 2012?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, but it would be better if we
right.
could get the full cost of the election, which straddled the two fiscal years.
Yes, I understand that, but I'm just saying don't hold your breath because...
Right. No, I totally get that. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, the reason I'm holding back here is that none of this is really going to work unless we have a working list at every station of the members who have email addresses and are willing to share them. And then get out. So I would like to propose that we simply pass a motion urging the executive director, essentially, to command or direct the general managers to do a mailing in every station to collect working email addresses from all the members. We're supposed to, according to the... the policies and procedures that we passed several years ago, we're supposed to be sending out a July mailing, first class mailing, in order to clean the list. That was mandated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't done that, and we haven't urged the PMV to urge the ED to do it. But I think it's a very simple motion asking the ED to direct the general managers to send out a first class mailing according to the policy procedures passed by the PNB, and to ask for working email addresses that members would like to use because we are transitioning to email elections, to internet elections. And, you know, just two lines. If we could pass that, we might have... Otherwise, nothing's going to work. Without an updated list from the members, nothing's going to work. So,
I'm sorry, Carolyn. Go ahead.
That's all right. I just wanted to... I haven't firmed up the wording, but I think you know what I mean. It's really simple. Just so long.
Okay, Carolyn, that's a kind of complicated motion. Can you write it down and email it to the group?
Well, I don't think it's complicated that the AD asked the IED... to direct general managers to mail the membership first-class mailing and ask for working email addresses to facilitate electronic balloting.
So. Okay. Carolyn, you need to send that to me in writing. I'm sorry. I can't.
Sure. Okay. I'll do that. I'll have to get I'm not on my computer. I'll take this.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So while Carolyn is working on that, does anyone want to talk about the concept that she's raising, not necessarily exact wording.
This is Margie.
Adriana.
Okay, Margie and then Adriana.
I don't understand why we need email addresses for people in order to do electronic voting. In fact, my personal opinion is that what should happen is that people should receive something in the mail that says we're having an election, and here's how here's how you vote electronically, and if you choose to receive a paper ballot in the mail, which we're required to offer, here's how you get a paper ballot. I think we should have email. Believe me, I believe we should have email addresses for as many as our members as possible. I think online monthly newsletters are a great idea. I think there's all kinds of communications we could have, but I don't see why it is tied to e-voting. That's my question.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes, Mark. send us an email that is very clear about that.
Can you talk directly into the phone, please?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark sent us an email that said Article 12, Corporate Records, Reports, and Seal. Section 1, Maintenance of Corporate Records. The foundation shall keep at its principal office in the state of California. And said, too, that the records of its members, indicating their names, addresses, class of membership, the radio station that he or she is affiliated, and the termination date of any membership. I agree with Mark that we can direct the stations, the general managers, to clean those lists. But the obligation is for Pacifica, for the central office, to keep that records according to the California back law and to our own bylaws.
Yeah, we were saying that to the last executive director, over 2 years ago. It didn't happen.
Okay, well, can people address the proposal Carolyn made to have a special regular mailing in order to elicit email addresses? Do people
Hank,
have...
Respect.
Go ahead, Hank.
Can I get a point of order, please?
Yes, point of order.
I'm confused whether we are in a new segment or not because we didn't establish the time for it.
Oh, sorry. You're absolutely right. Yes.
So.
We are now in cost-cutting strategies for 20 minutes.
So we are 12 minutes into that, just so you know.
Oh, we are. Okay. I appreciate your keeping tabs on that.
Okay,
Hank, go ahead.
Well, as a part of the voting process, we're required to mail out candidate statements and some other material. And with that material, we could just insert a change of address card and have a space on their prominent space, and maybe a sentence saying how important it is for us to have their email for, rapid and efficient communications, rather than doing a separate mailing, which is, spending some of the money we're trying to save.
Right, but just to clarify, I think the purpose of doing it beforehand is that then we save all the money on wasted ballots that get sent to bad addresses that, where the person has moved or whatever.
Right, but wouldn't that be the same effect? I mean, we're talking about sending it out with the statements of the candidates rather than waiting for the actual voting.
That is the actual voting. The statement of the candidates goes with the ballot.
That's right. That's the problem.
Literally. Yeah.
I have a problem with that. Because it messed our elections up totally, having the ballots go out before even half of the campaigns were done. People were voting before people had, anywhere near equal time.
Right, but that's a separate issue about the timing of the ballots.
Yes, it is.
So,
Yes, it is, but we could... Go ahead.
I'm going into the stack, please.
Go ahead. Oh, well, were you done, Hank?
Well, I wanted to say that, if we separated the ballots from the candidate statements and things and, make sure we made all our mailings for, the appropriate things in the bylaws, but separate the ballots for a later mailing and not mail them until the end of the election, then we could go ahead and, or the end of the campaign, rather, then we could go ahead and put the change of address stuff in the initial mailing, and they would have time to think about the statements and get their return addresses in.
I'm confused. You're talking about two different mailings during the election process?
I'm talking about
which is going to be a lot more expensive.
Well, the way I got it last time was two mailings anyway.
What were the two mailings? That's the first I've ever heard of that.
There was some informational stuff that I got first, and then
information,
later on...
What kind of informational stuff?
I'm thinking it was the candidate statements.
Has anyone
Adriana?
Else ever heard of this? Adriana at KPFT,
no.
Were there two mailings last year?
No, I received that with the ballot.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying they came separate. I got I was thinking I got them separately, though. I'm wrong.
No, every election at all five stations that I'm aware of in the history of Pacifica elections has had one mailing.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe that's part of our problem with having reaching quorums and getting votes in and some of the difficulties we've had this last election and other elections.
Okay.
The balloting should be separate and after the campaigns.
Okay. Who, was someone else on the stack?
Lona.
Go ahead, Lona.
Actually, I thought someone was ahead of me, but I think the I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a wonderful idea to do a single mailing to our listeners or shareholders that directs them to a website, not only to do the voting, but for the candidate statement, so that we don't have to do the mailing of the candidate statement and save on that in the ballot and all of that. So that's on the website. And I'm sure that there are going to be some costs involved. And then for those, for the listeners who don't have access to the website or prefer to receive a paper ballot, then they can, you know, once again, return it, do it, vote electronically. But the website is there with all the information. And once we do a mailing, and that could be a postcard that, you know, you're a registered member of Pacifica this year, we're vocating by, you know, electronic ballot, unless you want a paper ballot, you know, within a certain date or time, you know, respond to us to let us know if you prefer a paper ballot so that we can get it in your hands by, you know, a return by a specific deadline. Seems to me that all could just go out in a postcard so that it would not require even, you know, even the type of stamping, the type of postage I meant if we were sending a lot more information. So anyway, I think those are some great ideas to do it that way. And that's it.
Okay, who else would like to speak?
Carolyn, on the set.
Go ahead. Carolyn, were you able to write up your motion?
Yes, I just sent it out.
Okay.
Let me know if you don't get it, I guess. I think the whole question of updating, I don't like to return my contact information on those post-it mailing cards. If they're folded over and sealed, I will use them. Otherwise, I don't. So I think we have to craft a letter that says...
Oh, wow. I'm not able to understand anything you're saying. Sorry.
There's some kind of
terrible noise on there. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. But if we can, you know, give an 800 number or a self-addressed stamped envelope that we pay for, you know, I'm a little bit nervous about those open postcards going through the mail. Not that the NSA can't get them any way they want to. But just the old fashioned, I'm a little nervous about open postcards that anybody in the system can read. So we need to rethink how to do that, I think, a little bit carefully to make sure we get the information and that people believe that their information is going to be secure when they send it back. That's really a huge issue, at least, you know, for someone like me who still believes in the post office. The other question has to do with if you looked at the information that I sent out to this committee a couple of times, it's also in the file section from one of the companies that we use, or not use, but we asked for proposals from, called VoteNet. They had some good information on how to increase membership, encourage membership, get information from membership. So if you look at that stuff, in line. I'll try and dig it out again, but I know I did that at least twice. I think that's the way we ought to go, really, really encourage members. I don't think in that case we don't need to worry about bylaws lowering the quorum or anything. We just need to get more members interested in voting. And that company had some very good ideas on how to do that, and we should really look at that. If anybody can't find it, let me know, and I'll send it out again.
Well, why don't you just send it out again? I think that would be easier.
Yeah. If I can find it myself, I'll dig it out. All right, I'll find it.
All right, and Carolyn, can you please read your motion for those who may not have email, you know, their computers handy?
Oh, certainly. It's the EC request that the interim executive director
to ask general managers to mail, according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, each member by first-class mail in order to update and clean the list, and at the same time return information updating, one, email addresses, and two, postal addresses, because we are moving to e-balloting. Is someone coughing into the mic? Could you, mute yourselves just a little? Thank you. This mailing could also add the opt-out feature in one sentence. If you do not want to go to the upcoming election on the Internet, please indicate that on the form enclosed and return it with your updated information. Okay, that's bad. And prefer a paper ballot. Please indicate it on the form enclosed. After the word Internet, add... and prefer a paper ballot.
Can you specify also a paper ballot and candidate statement?
I think, don't we? And prefer candidate statements and a ballot on paper? Is that?
A paper ballot, yeah.
Yeah,
I
think the candidate statement.
Yeah, a paper ballot and printed candidate statement or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A paper ballot. Okay. Yeah, it's a little awkward.
I have a question, Carolyn. Why does it have to be by first-class mail?
You know, that's what the PNB amended, and that was, like, 5-6 years ago when there was no other option. Since then, there is another mail service that we learned about that is not as expensive as...
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, no, I can't hear. Somebody's on the line coughing or talking or something. It's really noisy. The PNB mandated that when there was no option. I know now there's another option. It's a little less expensive, but it has the same service. In other words, you get a return of the mail if it doesn't get delivered. You can request, please... what's the word? Please update, not forward. Electronic service requested, I think it is, or something like that on the cover. And we have to look at the cost, but there is a way of doing that. It's a little cheaper, but the mandate was for first class mail. We can question that or change it, I think.
Okay. We're at time on this, so we have to decide whether to extend, and my recommendation actually is that this motion, I think, needs a little bit more, and we are meeting in about, 2 weeks? So a little more than 2 weeks. So I would recommend that we postpone this so we can, refine it and make sure that we're thinking it all the way through. So that's my motion, is to postpone this motion until our next meeting.
Second.
So, is there any discussion about postponing?
Yeah, I would say we don't have much time. This should go out in July, and we've been slacking, and the general managers have not done this mailing. So, I would not be, I would say pass it and then refine it rather than postpone it. There's just too not enough time to do this.
Adriana?
We're serious about election.
Okay, Adriana?
Yeah, I agree with Carolyn that we really this is will be the most important issue, pressing issue after that. If we go ahead with elections and we don't have a clean list, we start from scratch again. We need to, that would be a recommendation, and like she said, I think that the IED can, the PNB can be really forceful with the general manager to clean the list and have all that info for, it's not possible any election.
So my fault, we are extending the time on this.
Yeah, Lona, I'm just trying to wrap up what we're doing. So
I'm looking at the minutes task, so that's just...
No, I appreciate that, but let's just finish out the question of whether we're going to postpone it or not. Obviously, if we don't postpone it, then we should have more time to wrap it up. So, all right, Michael?
I'm inclined to agree with Carolyn that we should try to deal with it because the issue for years has been that the foundation does not maintain an accurate list of membership. That's the...
Mm-hmm.
problem one. So anything we can do to make, you know, explain to them how they have to do it, it's a good place to start.
Hank for the stack.
Go ahead, Hank.
Well, I would like to make, we're talking about two mailings again anyway now. I would like to make the suggestion that we send this change of address and email collecting out with the candidate statements and then send the ballot out when the campaigns are actually over.
So this would go out before.
Okay. This would go out before the campaign.
Yeah, this is prerequisite to establish who could even run. So you need to know who's a member.
All right.
But are those two things exclusionary?
All right, hold on. Now we're getting into the substance. So let me propose that we extend this item for 10 minutes. Any objections?
It would take us to 10:31.
Right. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, then it's extended. So now, Benito.
No, I was just asking, are the two motions exclusionary, or could, who was it, Hank? Could your motion be added to Carolyn's?
Yeah, it could easily be a part of it. You know, it's meeting both criteria, so I don't see why not.
All right, well, I'm going to withdraw my motion to postpone, so let's keep talking about Carolyn's motion and whether to add on Hank's or whether to refine Carolyn's. I mean, part of my concern about Carolyn's wording, I mean, the concept is fine, but some of the wording, I think, needs a little work.
And could I suggest before you withdraw it that, I mean, the discussion is not closed on this particular issue? I thought we were still discussing the motion, and I'd
now, what I'm withdrawing is my motion to postpone a vote on it from tonight till the next meeting. So yes, it's still wide open. Let me see here.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Lona.
Could I either hear Hank's motion again or see it in writing?
Well,
hold on.
We'll get to that in a minute, but right now I just want to focus on what's in. His is an add-on to yours. So before we add anything on, let's focus on your motion itself. I again want to suggest that the first class mail be deleted, because if we're trying to cut costs, I don't see any possible reason that a mailing to clean up a mailing list should go by first class. There's no rush. It's not that much of a rush.
Sorry. It's not the speed, Bob. It's the fact that with first class mail, you get a return if it's not deliverable, and that's how you save money. You clean the list by getting it's deduping, the cheapest deduping there is. You just get the covers returned to you if it's not deliverable. You don't have to have it forwarded. You have to have a return, and then you take the envelope and you go to the list and clean the list.
And that's only obtainable by first-class mail?
No.
Well, as I say, it used to be. Now there's another method, and I don't know the name of it.
Right. So if there's another method, then we shouldn't specify first-class. We should say something like, you know, by the least expensive method that has the most information or something. They're not straitjacket them into first-class when that may be an outdated requirement.
Okay, first class mail or the operational equivalent or something?
Sure.
The cheapest manner.
Well, the issue is
the cheapest manner with the most information, like Bob just said.
Right, right.
I've done a lot of bulk mailing and other things over the years, and if you send it out by sort of what used to be all standard mail, I'm not sure what they call it now, they keep changing the names. If you want corrections, you have to pay for each correction, but you'll get them. It's just that it's going to cost you like a premium above the cost of the mailing that you just sent out to get the correction back.
With Michael, what do you recommend?
The information they have.
What wording do you recommend?
Well, I had suggested that they go that route because I think they have a nonprofit permit. The nonprofit mailing is much cheaper than any other form of mailing.
That's not first class, right?
No, it's not first class. It's nonprofit, and then you pay for the
correction. Okay, so I ask again, Michael, what wording would you suggest for Carolyn's motion?
Instead of first class mail, what would you suggest?
The most economical way to receive address corrections.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, Margie, did you get that? Or do you need
well,
Carolyn
I was hoping
to write
Carolyn
it?
Carolyn would just send it to me.
Carolyn, can
it's
you
Carolyn's
write that?
Motion
that
we're replacing first class with a method that provides address correction,
yes.
Right?
Okay. By the most mm-hmm. economical method that will produce address corrections.
Okay.
All right.
Most economical rate to produce address corrections. Good.
Okay, we'll
yeah,
produce.
I'll send that to you. Mm-hmm.
All right,
okay.
Now wait, before you send it, the other thing
yeah.
that didn't...
Provide,
blow.
Carolyn, not produce. Provide.
Provide,
okay.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
The other thing that didn't make sense was that because we are moving to e-balloting comes right after the phrase postal addresses, which obviously
right.
does not
yeah.
make sense. So,
just modify.
Yeah.
Postal address. In order to facilitate our move to e-balloting...
Why don't
I don't know that you need to give the reason. It's just updating email
yeah.
addresses and postal addresses.
Yeah.
How about the next sentence? If you do not want to vote in the upcoming election on the Internet or vote on the Internet in the upcoming election.
Well, can I suggest that sentence about opt-out, this is the worst possible way to word a very important and sensitive question to our potential voters. So let's not make this the exact wording that we're saying management should send out. Let's just say in a sentence to the effect that, and then what you have here. Because I'm sure if someone really sits down and pores over the wording, they can improve on it so that it's clear. Because a lot of people are going to get confused by this. So the wording becomes critical, and we can't do it in 4 minutes that we have left.
Okay. After postal addresses to e-balloting, the mailing should include what instructions?
Include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence, such as in a sentence that communicates the following, or something like that. Or approximately the following.
I think we just leave it at a reference to the opt-out feature and let, you know, whoever works on it.
That offers listeners a choice. Or that offers members
a
choice.
We want the checkbox.
Okay. All right. I'm done with my wording fixes. So before we go to Hank's ideas, are there any other wording fixes or conceptual changes?
Adriana, she repeat the motion
yeah,
before
no,
we move
no, she
from
will,
another
she will. I'm giving her a minute to work out the wording. So while we're waiting for her to do that, was that Adriana wants to speak?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Can we eliminate the reason once we finish updating one email address and two postal addresses, period?
I'm sorry, eliminate what reason?
Because the sentence said, one, email addresses, and two, postal addresses. Can we put a period there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want both.
Yeah, we eliminated that phrase because we are moving to e-balloting.
Okay. May I read what I have here?
Yes, please do.
The EC requests that the IED direct general managers to mail, according to the policy previously adopted by the TMB, to mail each member, right? By the most economical rate to provide address corrections, to update and clean the list, and at the same time return information, updating one email addresses and two postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between paper balloting and e-balloting.
Okay.
Lonnie,
go ahead.
That the part about as directed by the Pacifica National Board should proceed, that it should come after we direct, according to the resolutions passed by the Pacifica National Board, that the IED does thus and so.
According to the policy, should come after the word direct. Should direct, right, okay, good.
Grammatically,
General managers. That okay.
Mm-hmm. See, that should come before.
Got
Yeah.
Okay. At mail, each member.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So once we hear the final wording, can we vote on this? And actually, we're just about at time, so we have to. All right.
So we are out of time, so good keeping track.
Sorry? Say it again?
I said we are out of time, but that's okay. We're like 23 minutes into this, but we've got to finish this hour, so.
Okay, yes. How about a five-minute extension? Any objection? Okay. So while Carolyn's typing up the final, and then we'll vote, let's hear again, Hank, what your add-on proposal is.
Well, my proposal is to, since we're already talking about two mailings concerning the election, so...
Well, can I clarify? It's not two full mailings. It's one mailing to every member and a second mailing only to those who opted for a paper mailing. Other people
exactly.
will not get a second mailing.
Exactly. But it's still, in essence, for the two mailings we were talking about before. Just one of them is fewer pieces of mail.
Right.
Okay. The initial mailing is the one I'm talking about mainly because it needs to be the issue we're talking about plus the candidate statements. You know, I don't know. I don't know that people that we don't even have good addresses on would be interested in being candidates anyway. But as far as getting that mailing out early in the election process. So that people can give us their correct information, and then at the end of the campaign process, send out the ballots.
Okay, wait.
Hold on,
Hank. I'm not following you.
And Lona, please ask it to staff.
Yeah, but first let me clarify what his proposal is. It sounds to me you're talking about, you said early in the election process, that's sending a mailing months from now. The proposal Carolyn's making is to send a mailing very soon before any election process begins.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So which are you saying, Hank? Are you saying not to do the mailing right, in the near future?
I'm not saying to do it immediately, no.
Okay, so this is a substitute motion. This is not an add-on. This is a completely different proposal, which is fine. We can do that, but I just want everyone to be clear. This is not at all what Carolyn is proposing. So can you state it in simple terms, not any explanation, just state the motion?
That the initial mailing require address correction as well as providing candidate statements and the opt-out sentence for people that want the ballot in the second mailing at the end of the campaign.
Okay. Before we debate this, does anyone have a factual question about what Hank's motion would mean?
Yeah, I'm not clear.
Well,
Benito.
Zach, I did ask to speak next.
Right. No, is it a question or a comment?
But I have a comment specifically.
Okay, no, first I'm taking questions, then I'll do comments.
Well, Benito, I just have a question.
Yeah.
I don't understand the difference. I guess I don't understand what Hank is proposing. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Hank. Explain it.
Well, we're talking about three mailings if we do it the other way. If we do it, one, send out a mailing for a change of address. Two, send out a mailing with the candidate statements, which I think is part of the bylaws. And then with that one, normally we would send a ballot. But that has been a big part of the problems with our elections. We wrestled with that terribly at KPFT this last time. Because the ballots went out in mid-campaign where some people had a lot of exposure, other people had next to none. So it made the voting, a fair vote, really impossible, literally impossible. So my proposal is that we join the candidate statements and the change of address with a sentence whether they want to opt in or out on the ballot, paper ballot. And then, at the end of the campaign, send out the ballots, which eliminates anybody getting separate time or different time than anybody else. It gets the change of address and an important document so that they get it all together. And, it should say something about the importance of updating their contact info.
Okay. Lona, go ahead.
Carolyn, please.
the statement that was made is factually incorrect. We never sent candidate statement in a separate mailing from the ballot. They were always included. That's my understanding in the 37 years that I've been voting.
I'm not debating that. I understand that that's been the process. My whole thing is to split that so we don't have the unfair voting thing going on again. And instead of the ballot being on it, the change of address being on it. So that
okay.
during
okay.
the...
Okay. Hank, you've already made that point. Go ahead, Lona.
I may continue. The other thing is that the idea of having the address correction so that we know who our members are, some of our members may indeed
mm-hmm.
want to become candidates,
mm-hmm.
and without...
Sorry.
Excuse me, whoever is coughing, not do it anymore.
Yeah, sorry. Coughing. Can you mute your phone, please? Isn't that something we
yeah.
really need to hear? And if you don't have it on your phone, *6 will mute it in conference call and unmute it. The other thing is that... sorry. The other thing is that if we wait until we have our candidates to do the mailing to get proper, and first of all, we can't do it. Number one, some of the people who are members may indeed want to become candidates, and so to me that's counterintuitive or nonproductive, if you will, to wait until we have all our candidates before we get the address correction. The other thing, I think it's going to add to the cost to do a separate mailing with the candidate statement and the ballot. And then the third thing to send the ballots out again. So that's three different mailings that we're doing, which to me is counterintuitive, being that the purpose of this is to cut costs. I don't see how that will cut costs.
Hold on, Hank, wait your turn. Go ahead,
okay.
Finish up.
Thank you. The other thing that was confusing to me is that it is timely, and we need to move quickly in order to get adequate addresses and email addresses for our membership base, and to hold that until after all the candidates are declared with their statement is counterproductive and defeats the purpose of us staying on the call in order to pass the first motion. Done.
Okay. Thanks.
Margie for the stack.
Okay, so I got Margie. Let me hear who wants to be on the stack at this point.
Benito.
Anyone?
Carolyn.
Else? Carolyn. Okay. Anyway. All right.
Yeah.
And we're
Lona,
6 and so time has...
Yes, I was just going to ask you. So we're at time now. So do people want to extend this discussion?
10 minutes.
Let's start with 5 and see. Is there any objection to 5 minutes? Okay. So if I could ask each of the 3 speakers to be brief, maybe about a minute or so, and let's try to get through this so we can vote on first Hank's substitute, and then we'll go back and vote on Carolyn. So, Margie, go ahead.
I just want to say that I think that the problem that Hank is trying to address sounds like something that only happened at your station, and there needs to be a solution, but I don't think we need a global solution to it. We need to fix the problem at your station. Nothing like that happened at KPF. And I don't imagine that it happened elsewhere, so I could be wrong.
Okay, Benito.
Well, Margie, I think you're incorrect in this case. I know it was a problem at PFW.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in terms of folks ending up voting a whole long time before even the forums were completed.
Yeah.
So I certainly think that at least that second part of Hank's motion is very legit and needs to be instituted. I would just wish that maybe Carolyn and Hank could work out a compromise. I'm not clear, frankly, personally. I'm not clear on the pros and cons of, you know, one solution and the other. I would hate that we end up with a third mailing. So I don't know. I don't know. We just need to compromise some kind of way.
Okay. Carolyn, and then I want to briefly call on myself, and then let's vote. Go ahead,
well,
I'm
on the stack, aren't I?
Okay, yeah, Hank, you can finish off, but not yet. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Hank's motion simply makes it impossible to send out the ballots with a cleaned list. So I'd like to see that in a separate motion, not attached to this one, because what my motion does is make sure that we have at least the information to clean the list before the ballots go out and any information goes out. His motion makes it impossible to... Is someone on... can you mute yourselves, please? His motion makes it impossible to clean the list in time to get the ballots out. And I would object to that, yeah.
Okay, Hank, and then myself, and then we're going to vote.
Okay, so apparently half the people don't understand what I'm saying at all. I'm talking about two mailings, not three. But what we're proposing right now is to have two mailings anyway. So I'm not talking about having a mailing for change of address, then a mailing for candidate statements, and then one for ballots. I'm talking about including the change of address at the early stage with candidate statements and the option to get a paper ballot. And that gives us plenty of time, a couple of months actually, to correct the addresses and everything and get the ballots to correct the addresses for those who do want paper. In the meantime, if our addresses are wrong now and we mail to those wrong addresses, it's not doing us any good anyway.
Point of information. Is Hank suggesting that the candidate statements all go out on paper, because the whole point of electronic balloting, that's the only place you can save money, is to have the candidate statements online. It's those mailings that cost a fortune, so we need to make sure that people who don't want them on paper don't get them on paper, and just to send them out in the first mailing without asking obviates the whole point. Then we're spending just what we used to spend.
So that's a question, Hank.
Well, it's the same number of mailings.
I'm sorry?
No, it's the weight of the candidate statement. Yeah, but it's the weight of the candidate statement. If they're not available online, then we don't save any money at all. There's no point to it.
Well, it's my understanding that the candidate statements are supposed to go out in print.
If we give them an opt-out, then they don't have to. If we say, would you be willing to read them online, and they say yes, or do you insist on them on paper? That's the question.
Does someone know the bylaws on that?
The bylaws do not specify what format has to be used. It just
requires
that every person have access to the candidate statements.
Okay. Well, then we could theoretically just do the two mailings.
Which two?
Change of address, and then at the end of the thing, ballots. You know, and give them all the information online.
But the change of address now or at the same time?
Well, they could go out at any time if that were the case.
But then that's exactly Carolyn's proposal.
No, because she's not including moving the ballots after the campaign.
Uh-huh, I see.
Say that last part, please.
Time.
We're at time. So I'm going to propose that we postpone Hank's substitute until... Hank and whoever wants to work with you can come up with a timeline. I can't really visualize what you're talking about as far as stretching out. The bylaws have very limited time frames for everything, so I don't know where this extra time is going to come between the first you send the statements and then later you send the ballots.
At the end of the campaign.
Right, but there's a there's a fixed time in the bylaws. I know because I worked on the bylaws amendments of 2007 that changed the interval, and it's restricted. And I don't see where the time's coming from, but I'm not saying that to debate it with you now. I'm saying I would prefer to see a timeline before voting on your motion. And
if we do the other motion, mine's moot, so...
No, it's not moot. We can still split up the... If we want, we can recommend splitting up the ballot, the statements from the ballots later. This is just doing a cleanup mailing now. It doesn't foreclose other options later.
I withdraw my motion. That is the whole point.
Okay, thank you.
Just remain on the same number of mailings.
Okay, thank you. All right,
okay.
So now we have Carolyn's motion. Does anyone need it read? She did send out the final revised, but if someone is not at a computer, speak up and we'll...
Yeah, could you
go ahead, Carolyn, please read it.
Oh, okay. It says, the EC Elections Committee requests that the IED Direct, according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, the general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available a request to provide address corrections to update and clean the list.
Wouldn't that be address corrections and email addresses?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Address corrections, providing and email addresses. Okay. Members should return information updating 1, email addresses, and 2, postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between paper balloting and e-balloting.
And let me just suggest, for proper format of a committee, we're not requesting anything directly of the IED. We're recommending that the PNB request that the IED do
right.
All the rest of that stuff.
Right.
Okay. I recommend that
The PNB requests that the IED direct.
This is Michael. Am I audible?
Yes. Now you are.
Okay. Thank you. In Carolyn's motion, the language about, maybe it wasn't clear what I said, the language about the most economical form possible that will produce address corrections has to do with the post office, not the person receiving the mail.
Right.
The post office can send you address corrections, whether the person... because the person never receives it. That's what you're looking for. So that's the most economical.
So, Michael,
economical
do you have
meaning.
Wording change?
The economical
yes,
rate available that will produce...
The economical rate available that will produce address corrections from the post office. That's the point about the requirement of the economy of them. If
of
that
course.
Requires first class, it's first class, but if it can be done more economically with other classes, we would do so.
Address corrections... by the post office. Okay, this needs a little cleaning up here. This address corrections by the post office. In order to update and clean the list, members should return information updating 1, email addresses, and 2, postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between paper candidate statements and balloting and e-balloting. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And between balloting
candidate
and candidate statements on paper or and electronic version, something like that.
Yeah, I think those could be separate choices.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than electronic
version.
I'm just thinking a lot of people might not want the paper candidate statements, but they will want a paper ballot anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Excuse me. Could people be recognized before speaking?
Good point. Sorry about that. Yeah.
He's correcting my English, but you know, it's okay. Thank you. I think that's now I should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting and candidate statements on paper or electronically.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so I'll resend the revised motion number 3. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
It's now 10:50.
Right, we're almost done.
Wow,
okay, Carolyn, we're just waiting for you to read the final. Hopefully this is it, and then we vote.
Okay, did you all get that? I just sent it.
Well, just read it anyway.
Okay, the EC recommends that the IED direct, according to the policy previously adopted by the PMB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating 1, email addresses, and 2, postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting and candidate statements on paper or electronically.
Excellent.
Okay. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. We are out of time, and we're meeting again on July 25th. So
okay,
thanks, everyone. We look forward to the working group starting its work and keeping us posted. So,
we're
thank
sorry.
You.
We're sorry
thank
about
you.
The East okay. Coast people who had to stay
nice,
up
thank
so
you.
Late.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Thank you.